Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some high school hoops. The top-ranked East boys will take on Central tomorrow at Story Gym. We've got the head coach of the Thunderbirds, Jeff Bailey, joining us here on the program. Jeff, first of all, thank you for joining us. How are things going, man?
Thank you for having me. Things are going really well. We're excited to play tomorrow and also have a game on Friday, too. So looking forward to both games.
Yeah, this is a little bit different now that you have seven teams in the conference with Thunder Basin being added. Usually this first weekend, you just got the one game on Friday against Central, but now having the back-to-back games really sets up, I guess if you look at it positively, it sets up nicely for the rest of the season, knowing you're going to have two games every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little bit different. We're used to preparing all week for Central and sort of putting all of our eggs in one basket for that week, and that's been nice in the past, but it's also nice to know that, you know, win or lose this next game, you've got another game the day after. So we're looking forward to playing too.
Last time out, you guys wrapped up non-conference play with a really nice win over a really, really good Scotts Bluff team that, you know, it's kind of had your number, has everybody's number in the state of Wyoming over the years. How nice was it to get that win and show the ability that you guys have to play against a really top-notch team?
It felt really good, Keith. We've only, since I've been here, beat them one other time, and that was in Scotts Bluff. I think it was Elijah's junior year. It certainly doesn't happen very often. And we knew it would be a big test for us, and it would kind of let us know where we're really at, you know, at this point in the season. And I thought our kids answered the challenge really well, and it's always certainly nice to get a victory on top of that.
You guys have been so good offensively. I go back to the Taco John's invite, and I saw you guys, you know, 88 points against Rock Springs, 94 against Natrona. You scored 77 against an Evanston team that's typically very good defensively, 81 last Friday. I mean, did you expect this big of an offensive punch for your guys' team this season to be averaging the types of points you guys have been?
I don't know that I expected those types of numbers, Keith, but it certainly has been a focus of ours over the last year in kind of knowing who we would bring back, that we wanted to score a lot more this year, and we were going to try and push the ball a lot more and not play run and gun, so to speak, but, you know, push the ball up the court, look for the quickest, best shot, and I think our kids are doing a really good job of, you know, we're getting fairly quick shots, but they're good shots, and I think we've been very unselfish. And, you know, as you can see in the box scores, we've got, you know, sometimes a different leading scorer day to day. So it's been like I said, something we've focused on, but certainly a pleasant surprise that we're starting to see a lot of that come to fruition so early.
You know, it's never about one guy, but what has Gabe Patton been able to bring to you guys? You know, familiar with him from Scotts Bluff because, the guy can flat-out score, and I know he had 10 points against his former team, and I'm sure that was emotional for him, but what has he really brought to this team and been able to really bring in while not missing a beat? The other guy's really not missing a beat as well. He's really been able to mesh well with the team, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Gabe. Outside of just scoring, which, you know, you mentioned is something that typically all those Scotts Bluff kids seem to have and comes kind of natural to him, but he's just a wonderful kid. Very respectful, very smart. He knew what he had to do right away to be a part of the team coming in, and that was sharing the ball and being a good teammate. He communicates really well. He's got a great attitude, a very positive attitude. He's just kind of a leader in every way, and so it's the kids have welcomed him, and it's hard not to do that when you get that quality of kid to come in, and we're certainly happy that he's around.
Do you ever think that there's not enough basketballs out on the court? You talk about share. I use that jokingly, though, with all the scoring punch you have. the guys really do share the ball well, whether it's Demetrius, Xavier, Eric, Nick, Gabe, off the bench with Tanner, you know, who can get you double digits any night. I mean, you really were right where anybody could kind of take over that scoring role, and I guess it makes things a little bit easier on that end of the floor.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Keith, I haven't seen a lot of bad shots, honestly. Right. You know, and that's when you know you got things you know, rolling in the offensive way, is when you know, you're getting good shots and multiple guys are getting good shots, and you know, I haven't seen any attitude issues with certain guys, you know, getting credit or being the leading scorer one day, and they just seem to like to play together. They like each other, and I think they're having a lot of fun sharing the ball and getting assists more this year than I've seen in years past. So I've always told them that's a fun way to play basketball. When everyone's involved, you know, it's a fairly high-tempo game. Everyone's involved, and that's when it becomes really fun.
Who's got the deepest range, Nick or Gabe?
Boy, you know, we've kind of talked about this already, but I think it just kind of depends on the day. You know, you watch Nick in that Scott's Bluff game, and he hits his first couple shots there in the second half, and then I believe everything's going in at that point, you know, no matter where he's at. And he hit a deep three beyond NBA range at one point, and I can't remember seeing a shot from that kind of distance in a while. But when he's got it going, it's something to behold. And I think Gabe maybe at times is more consistent, maybe shoots it at a higher percentage. But when Nick gets it going, it's you believe every shot's going in, and it's probably not going to hit the rim either.
I always marvel at watching Eric Oliver play. He always seems to really be in control of the game. He's never seems to be really out of control. Is that a good assessment of the way he plays? Because sometimes it can be kind of quiet, and then he'll just go off for a big run all kind of by himself in terms of points. Is that a good assessment, him being in control of things, kind of?
Yeah, I think that's a great assessment, Keith. And we as a staff often talk after games about Eric's point totals and how, gosh, you know, that felt like a quiet 25 or, you know, a quiet 29. And it is, because I think you're right. He is under control, and he's not really flashy. You know, he lets his game do his talking. He can score in a variety of ways, and that makes him a really tough cover because, you know, he's a pretty good post player, maybe our best post player. And any time he has a mismatch, you know, we'll look to go to that. But he's also got a great dribble drive part of his game, you know, where he can beat his man, and he's got a great floater and can hit the three from outside. But yeah, once he makes up his mind that he needs to score, you know, he's pretty tough to guard, and at times we have to tell him as well to be a little bit more efficient, not more efficient, but attack a little bit more in times where we need some scoring. And, you know, he can reel off 10, 12 points in a couple minutes. It's pretty neat to see.
So the Indians tomorrow night, and I know it's been a really emotional time over there for them, you know, but you're going to be playing them to open up conference play, which you're used to. But, I mean, having seen Central a couple times, you know, they're going to be good defensively, but they've got some guys who can get out and score too as well. This should be a pretty fun one tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. I think they're good. They're very solid, and their record probably doesn't reflect you know, what they're capable of doing, and we're certainly not overlooking them. You throw out all the records and the rankings and all of those types of things anyway when this game happens, and we're expecting a tough battle, and I think that will be certainly fun for the fans as well to come out and watch. And hopefully there's a great crowd, and we put on a good show tomorrow.
And then Thunder Basin on Friday, like you said, kind of different. And that's a good team. Is it tough, or does it make it a little easier to game plan kind of for two teams when one of them is your big rival and the other one's kind of a not really a new team? You know some of the players. Does it make it easier or harder to game plan when you've got the Thunderbirds up first? The Indians. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we're really focused, obviously, on Central right now because that's the game that comes first. And so a lot of our preparation has been about tomorrow for a variety of reasons. You know, it's the hometown rivalry game. We'd certainly love to get to, you know, a 1-0 start in conference as records basically start over at that point tomorrow. But at the same time, this is all new to us. You know, we've never done this before, and so it's hard to say what you prefer. We'll just kind of take it as it comes, and after tomorrow night's game, we'll focus on Thunder Basin, quick turnaround, and hopefully we'll get after them on Friday.
Good stuff as always. Jeff, we'll see you tomorrow night over at Story Gym. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thanks, Keith.